July 18, 1984, Seven Oaks, California. Ethel Pierce, interviewed by Kay Google.
Okay, tell us about the place you lived in Nebraska.
Okay, well, I think we've gotten farther because we've gotten farther than that, haven't we? Because we went, I'd gone in, you know, to work.
Then you have
to describe the place that it lived, uh-huh. Well, it was like, well, like I said, it was, you know, right in the Black Hills, you know, so it was, and of course they had these, you know, beautiful big pine trees and, greenery, you know, like that. And, then, and the town of Sturgis was, you know, right in there.
How far away was it?
The town? Yeah. Oh, about a mile and a half, maybe.
Oh,
between a mile and a
half.
Yeah, we were close to town, uh-huh. Between a mile and a mile and a half. I don't think it was quite a mile and a half.
If it was all pine trees and everything, how did they find?
Well, there was, you know, like little places, you know, that there weren't any trees, you know, down some of the lower, you know, ground. Like that. And then the fellow had the access to quite a lot of, like, just grazing land up higher, you know, than in the hills, you know, where some of his cattle, you know, were.
And what kind of things did you have to do? What did
I do when I was there? Well, like I was there, I was just, you know, just housewife, that's all, you know, and out there, it was just the road, you know, had the job. And until I, you know, then went in to Sturgis and worked in the beauty shop there. And I just go back and forth.
And you did that during the year that you were there?
Yes, uh-huh.
And you worked for somebody else in Sturgis?
Yes, in the beauty shop.
And you had a car?
Well, yeah, we had a car. And, of course, Neil had the, I don't remember whether he used the other car. I think he used the... Mr. Atkinson's car part of the time, you know, like for when he was delivering the cream.
Had you acquired this car since you were married?
Or did you we got it, yeah, right after we were married. Uh-huh.
And
we got it.
How did you
learn how to drive? Out on the prairie at home when I was probably 11 or 12 years old. My folks had a car, and I let you drive, drove. Well, like out in the pasture, and, you know, thing like that. So, you know, my dad felt like it was, you know, it's safe for you to get out on the road.
And then when did you get a license?
Oh, I don't believe we had to have a driver's license in South Dakota before we, you know, left there. I can't remember that.
You just drove if you knew how.
Uh-huh. I don't believe they did because I just can't remember. But yeah, until, you know, after we came to California and we both got driver's license, you know, up here. It's strange. I just can't remember it at all. I think they just turned, they were that far behind.
So you drove to Sturgis.
Mm-hmm.
And worked for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed. What kind of a town was
Sturgis? Well, it was, like I said, it was right in, it really was in the heart, or at one end, you might say, of the Black Hills, because of quite a few acres, you know, a lot of acres in the Black Hills. Can't recall just how many, you know, like that. But it was a very small town. It was, you know, fair sized town, quite a busy little town because Fort Meade was near, you know, there. And of course that brought in, you know, a lot of trade, you know, and people, you know, in there. But it was fair sized. There was two banks, theater, you know, movie theater, and, you know, bakery and several markets and, you know, drugstore. It was, you know, quite a little bit, several restaurants.
Do you remember there was more than one beauty shop?
Yes, there was another beauty shop, you know, like kind of, you know, like the other end of town, sort of. The town was more or less, you know, one long main street, and then some businesses back, you know, but the most of it was there. Yeah, there was another beauty shop. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of things did you It was still 50 cents for my
share. Well, yes, uh-huh, yeah, that's it. Well, and I think with the, I believe it was up 75 cents, I believe it was, you know, it got up to us. And then I got, for like, she furnished everything, you know, there in the shop, and I got 60%, and she got 40%, you know, of whatever I did, and, you know, took in. So that made it that way. I didn't, you know, I hadn't had any expenses, you know, except just getting to work.
But you still had to do all the preparing food and putting things up through the winter and all that
kind of. Oh, yeah, we did, uh-huh. Yeah, you did that, you know, along with the, you know, along with the rest of it.
And how long did you stay there?
We were there, let's see, we went out there in 1930, and then we were there until the spring of 32. And then we went out, and Neil went, like I said, this fellow, and Neil had said, you know, that this fellow, you know, really went broke, you know, and just, you know, couldn't make it, everything. So Neil went to work for another rancher who was out 50 miles from Sturgis. And we moved out there. We had a house for him, you know, that he had several farms that he farmed, did the farm of the land, and then this one had a house on it, a set of buildings. And we just lived there, you know, ourselves and Neil worked. And then I was, and then I more or less, you know, raised garden and, you know, things like that and canned and did those kind of things, you know.
What kind of things did you
raise? Had the nicest peas that I ever had in my life. Never did have vegetables. I canned peas until I got so tired of selling peas. But they were really, you know, delicious. So peas and beans and, you know, carrots and just the, you know, beets and the, what do you say, and it just happened to be just a good year, you know, for them. Of course, there's no ear gain then, so you had to depend, you know, if it didn't rain, well, you didn't raise anything.
And where did you socialize being that far away from?
Oh, they had church, and they had church in a schoolhouse, and
closer than Sturgis.
Oh yes, closer than Sturgis. It was right in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was and this minister, and this was a Baptist, happened to be a Baptist church and Baptist minister, and his wife, and they lived in another little town near there, and had several towns, and they'd have, you know, church. I believe we had church every Sunday. Yes, I think we had church every Sunday, but we had in the afternoon, then he'd have, you know, a church someplace else, you know, in the morning, and then maybe someplace else in the evening. And then sometimes during the week they'd have, oh, something special, you know, like that, but, you know, like that. But there was that, and then there was a little store, the town of Clough was the town. It was just one building, but they had a grocery store. And they had the post office and the service station and everything, and it was just one big building. And it was like a real large building because, well, you know, it had, they used to have dances and card games and, you know, parties and things like that there that, you know, the neighbors would get together and go. Or at people's houses, and at that time, you know, people used to go back and forth and visit people, and they do nowadays, too. But, that was it. And I helped sometime now. There was a place near where we worked, and this couple, and sometimes they'd, you know, she'd want somebody for a few days, so I'd go and, you know, help them, help her doing housework.
Mm-hmm. And they were just farmers?
Yeah, they were just farmers. Uh-huh. It was all farming out in that, and a lot of cattle. There is a lot of cattle. One thing that Neil didn't like to do was help dehorn cattle. it was just kind of a sad thing. I mean, you knew it hurt them, and they acted like it hurt. And a lot of times, if they cut just a little bit too deep, it would bleed, you know, so badly. And it was just, you know, just one of those things that you didn't like to do, that's all. But they usually several of the farmers got together and, you know, so there was quite a few, you know, around, you know, doing, because of the time they'd bring them in and help them and get them ready, you know, and the thing was. to. What else around there? Lots of rattlesnakes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just a lot of rattlesnakes in that area. I don't know whether there was, you know, really any particular reason for it or not. They're just, you know, there just were a lot of them. And so, I remember one day our garden was down in kind of a draw. There was, if the water was high, there was water, you know, down in there. But if not, well, then it was a pretty good garden spot. And so you just had a path that you walked, you know, through, and I came from the garden with a bucket of something. I don't remember what it was. And evidently the bucket must have gone right over a rattlesnake, because as I stepped, you know, on past, this awful rattle, that was one I didn't kill, because there was too much grass down there. But otherwise, we'd always kill them if, you know, if it was possible at all, if they were, you know, out in the open where you could get to them, because... Well, there just were too many around anyhow.
And how long did you stay in this?
Then we were there, like I said, we went there in the spring, and then we had the best luck of everybody, you know, going broke, or he practically was broke. I mean, he just couldn't afford to have anybody, especially during the winter, and he could manage, you know, like that. So then for some reason, I don't know, we just decided that we'd just take and go back, you know, to near... where Neil's folks was and where my folks, you know, lived in the eastern part of the state. And I don't know why, unless, a cousin of his and her husband were there with us then for a short time. They had been on a ranch that far and taking care of cattle for a fellow. And of course, that when he brought the cattle in for the winter to feed, the, you know, there at home, well, then he didn't need anybody, you know, for the winter. So Richard was without a job, too. So we both decided that we'd just take our stuff, you know, and go back there, and, you know, for a while, or what we'd do next, I don't know. And then after, well, we went back in December, and in January, Neil's father passed away. And then, you know, then his mother just thought we had to stay there and farm. So we did that then for 4 years.
And did you have another job? Or did you
no, I didn't. Just I stayed, just, you know, worked there. And his mother lived with us, and so she passed away then in February of 36. And that's when we decided, then we didn't raise any crops. Like I said, they put the crop in and didn't raise any. We had just a beautiful garden one day, and the next day there was nothing there but trenches of the grasshoppers. That was because the grasshoppers were so bad. They just, you know, went down one row and back on the other row and just, you know, just cleaned it out. So we decided, that's enough of that. Yeah. Well, we'll go to California, you know, for the winter at least.
Before you go to California,
okay.
One of the things I didn't ask you about is what your grandparents
did
in Iowa.
In Iowa, they were farmers. They were farmers in Iowa. And after my grandfather passed away, my grandmother still stayed on the farm because she had, you know, three boys, and they and they're staying on the farm. And then after they began, you know, get older and, you know, married and everything, well, then she did move into town. So. They came from Ohio in 1869 when they came. The grandparents were married in Ohio in 1865, and then the three oldest girls were born in Ohio, and then they moved, you know, to Iowa in 1969. So they were there, well, all of their lives. Mm-hmm.
So they just kept moving.
It seems like, it seems like that, you know, they just, you know, started west, I guess.
And they'd always been farmers.
They'd always been farmers, As far as I know. Now, they came from Germany, but I do not know whether they knew each other and came, you know, at the same time. Or what? I just don't know that. I, you know, when you're a kid, you don't ask enough questions, I guess. that I remember Mother saying that they came, you know, from Germany and came to Ohio, and there they were married. And of course, you know, we have family records, you know, and they're saying, oh, men being married, you know, like in 1865. So.
Did your mother know German?
Yes, she did, But she never would. We used to try to get her to, you know, teach us, you know, a few words. But she just didn't, I don't know, for some reason. I stood up there, and I guess, and my dad's folks, you know, didn't speak German. So I suppose that, you know, just to, you know, to get away from it, I guess. But I've always kind of felt bad because I think it had been interesting to, you know, knowing, you know, how to talk.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other places you went to school with our kids who didn't know English?
No, I don't believe there was. I can't recall any that didn't.
So there weren't any more recent immigrants who came from...
Not really, no. Evidently, not really, uh-oh. There were other areas around there. I know, like, several miles from Hitchcock, you know, where there was quite a German settlement, and I think there was a lot of, I know there was a lot of those people, you know, up there, but I didn't know them, you know, personally, that didn't talk anything but German.
And they weren't close enough? No,
they weren't close enough, no. They weren't close enough to be, you know, in there.
Did you ever have any jobs while you were growing up aside from helping your mother, or
I worked for an aunt of mine one summer, she had trouble anyhow. She had an open sore on her leg that wouldn't heal, and the doctor said, you must stay off of it. Well, she had a family, you know, small children and everything. So I worked there one whole summer. That was while I was in high school, going to high school, but during the summer I worked, you know, all summer, and then, you know, went back to school. And that was about all. There was other places that I worked, you know, like for a short time, something like that. But I helped my dad in the field a lot because I was his oldest boy. You know, there was three girls and then the boy, you know, so I did, you know, quite a lot of the field work.
What kind of things did you do?
The cultivator, you know, cultivating corn, you know, if the corn is planted and it comes up. And you have, it's like this machinery, and had you could have a four row, but I just, you know, like a two row, and that way you just had two horses, you know, on that pulled it, and it was like a little pointed, well, shovels they called them, but it was little pointed teeth, like, that stirred up the ground, you know, on each side of the row, and you have to watch because you could take out a whole row of corn if you'd, you know, got in the wrong, you know, the wrong place. Like that. And then it do that and help put up hay. We had some alfalfa and some prairie hay. And it'd have to be mowed and raked and then stacked and, you know, all that stuff would help. Instead of bales, that's right. Yeah, that was before the age of bales, that's right.
And what about grain did you?
Oh, I'm helping the grain too. Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Detested shocking. You know, like after they'd run a binder through and cut it, you know, and bundles, you know, and then you'd stack the bundles, you know, to make the shocks, as they call them, shocks, you know. And then, to let, you know, kind of dry out before it was time for it to thresh. Why did I hate doing it? Well, it was hot weather, for one thing, and it was sticky, the grain, you know, like from the shocks or from the stems, you know, on the grain. It was just a mess, that's all. And it was always so hot then, because that always, had, you know, like the latter part of July and then August and... That was, you know, hot weather, that's all. But it had to be done.
And were there other things that you did that would have been done by a son if there'd been one bigger?
Well, probably. And probably mostly would have been, you know, like I said, more of helping, you know, just doing housework or something. Because there really wasn't anything. There was no nothing, you know, factories of any kind or anything like that. It was just plain farming, that's all.
And when you cultivated, did you use horses?
Mm-hmm, yes. Yeah, no, used horses, uh-huh. No, my dad didn't have a tractor until, later, you know. He did most of his farm, but he did have a tractor, you know, later on. But the bulk of his farming was done with horses.
And were there any other kinds of activities that you were involved in growing up that I didn't ask you about?
I can't think of anything. Like I said, your dances, they had, you know, like I said, lots of, you know, house dances, you know, that people would move out the furniture and in there, and then later they had barn dances that they called. Somebody had a barn and had a hay loft, you know, like that, and it was cleared out and they had a pretty good floor in it, so they'd go ahead and have dances there. And like I say, in your church and your activities, you know, from that, and that, you know, kind of was it. And there was ball teams and like that. Now, I never did. My sisters both played on softball teams, but I never did do that. I just didn't, you know.
Basketball.
Yeah, I guess so. Like that. And then there was ice. Roller skating, not ice skating, but roller skating. I did ice skating in the wintertime, you know, ponds or so. Roller skating, you know, some roller skating rinks around too. And I never did get into that because when the rest of them were learning to roller skate was when I had my broken arm, and I didn't think that was a very good time. So everybody else knew, and I just never did learn to roller skate then after, you know, it's kind of a phase that runs, it's in and then it's out, and so I didn't do that. I used to go fishing, you know, quite a lot. There was lakes and streams.
And you go with your father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the folks. Both, you mean for fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them. My mother loved to fish, too. Uh-huh. Both of them did. And we'd, you know, take a picnic dinner and, you know, go to either a lake or a river. There was a river, you know, not too far from there. And then there were several lakes and something like that. And just, well, I don't know. It just, everybody, you know, people just created their own entertainment, more or less.
Yeah. I suppose Christmas was a big holiday.
Yeah, that was always a big, was always a big holiday, you know, because everybody got together and used to, when we were smaller, to our grandparents' house, well, then, you know, with families, each one of their own family, a lot of times we didn't, you know, all get together, but sometimes part of them would, maybe the next year you'd be with, you know, somebody else.
What did you do to celebrate Christmas?
Well, we always had, like in church, they always had Christmas Eve, you know, program, and the Christmas tree, you know, and all that stuff on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day you just get together and have your Christmas dinner.
Where did Christmas
trees
come from? You said you
got on the ferry. They were shipped in if they had them, and not too many people had them, but like churches and then like that, you know, they have many few people, you know, could have, you just, you know, not too many, like I said, out in the country, you know, really had Christmas trees, that's all. We always had a lot of stuff, you know, for Christmas decorations and things like that, that you'd put up and make it seem like and look like Christmas.
Were there other big holidays that you celebrate?
Yes, usually, you know, like the 4th of July, usually there was something, some big celebration in each town, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Or there were big picnics. There was a couple picnics that, at a grove. There were, you know, some groves of trees where people would set out, you know, like tree claims and things like that, that they have. And this one, and speaking of Bonello a while ago, Bonello had the Bonello picnic. It wasn't right in Bonello, but it was out to this grove a few miles, you know, from town. And that went on for years and years. That was an annual affair, and then they just had it. And they would have a stand, and they'd have put up a dance floor, you know, like a bar style, and have dances. They'd always have a ball game or two, you know, in the daytime, and maybe horse races. Sometimes they, you know, did that. You know, just, you know, just something like that, and just hope that it didn't rain that day.
Was this some kind of spring event like Easter?
Or? Easter usually had, you know, and then of course, you know, he went to church on Easter. But,
did you get a new dress?
Oh, yes, you had to have a new, well, certainly for a new, you know, for Easter, you had to have a new dress, and you had to have a new hat. You know, that was in the days when, you know, everybody wore hats, even the kids.
When you were little, did your mother always wear kids?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. She was a beautiful seamstress, really. Why she didn't pound it off me and see that I could do it like she could. Now, she had taken dressmaking, you know, when she was, you know, a young girl before she was married. And she could sew beautifully, really.
Was she educated beyond the eighth grade?
No, she wasn't. No, neither one.
Did she study dressmaking?
Well, she could just, you know, go. I really don't know whether she went to someone's home and learned it that way, probably. Mm-hmm. I suppose there were, you know, probably a lot of people that taught, you know, dressmaking, probably. But I know she did. She made her own wedding dress, and it was just beautiful.
And did any of your sisters learn to sew?
No, they never did either. To a point, she did some, you know, just like I've done, but not to, you know, like she said, it was too bad. I guess she knew how and didn't have the patience to, you know, make us do it. I guess that was, you know, the thing. You know, they decided then, you know, to leave, and we left there. In November. And then we arrived in Long Beach, the 23rd of December, 36.
And you came directly from South Dakota to Long Beach? Yes,
we did. Well, we stopped several places, you know, along the way. We spent about 2 weeks with a cousin in Oregon, and then, you know, came across and down the coast and stopped.
Did you decide you wanted to stay in Oregon?
No, they didn't. They tried their best to talk us into it because they needed to. They were just beginning to clear land and farm in that area where they were. They were at Nisslin, which is the eastern border, you know, about 50 miles from Boise, Idaho. And I guess it would have been a good deal, you know, if we had stayed, but we didn't. I guess Neil decided he didn't want to go into farming again that soon, and it was different, and of course they irrigated there, so that was, you know, different. They eventually, no, I think they were irrigating right to start. Yes, I know they were right to start with. Mm-hmm.
And so you came to Long Beach. You
came to Long Beach, uh-huh.
And why did you come to Long Beach?
Well, Neil's grandparents had been out, you know, and spent the winter of 1909 and 1910, you know, out, and they were in Long Beach and Corona, and did they go to Anaheim? I believe maybe. And Neil, you know, always kind of wanted to come there. Plus, we had an aunt of his had a niece and her husband that we had met, you know, before, who used to live in Iowa, and they were living there. And then we knew some people at Culver City and several different ones that we did know as far as that was concerned, and he had some cousins too that were originally from South Dakota. But I think the fact that his grandparents, you know, was here was one of the things, and that, you know, and we just kind of like, when we got there, I think one of the first things, you know, said, well, at least most of the streets are straight here, where Culver City and up in there, you know, there's been several places that we've been that they weren't, and that, you know, seemed to ring a bell with him.
And so did you stay with someone?
We stayed with them a few days, I can't remember now, and then we rented they used to have, I think they call them courts, probably, you know, each, you know. Right after Christmas, we went, you know, that, and stayed there for a little bit. And then he went to work the 11th of January.
Where was he doing?
up in Los Angeles, just off in Florence, which, you know, was all right then. Yeah, mm-hmm, it was fine. Uh-huh.
Florence and what?
I don't remember what it was. This, you know, it would seem like it was a short street, but just, I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know. I don't know whether I have even have that address. So I should have, I think, because I do have quite a record of the places that, you know, we live.
Mm-hmm.
But then we came down.
He lived there because he found a job in the harbor.
In the harbor, that's right. Well, he just went wherever he went to General Motors, and he went, well, wherever he thought they might, you know, be hiring anybody is where he went. And then at General Motors is where he, you know, found out that they were going to hire down there in the harbor, you know, Spencer and Kellogg. And that's where he went down there, you know, and yeah, that. But then we, like I said, I think we were up there in that car. I think we just rented that like maybe a week or something, I believe it was. I think we were there 2 weeks. And we came down on a Sunday, I believe it was, probably, and just for the day, you know.